Good evening. Welcome to Six Mile Cross Free Presbyterian Church and to the evening part of our Children's Day services. We certainly did enjoy the morning time whenever the children were taking part, and we are certainly looking forward to them taking part again this evening. I want to welcome you wherever you are, whether it be a member of our congregation or even just visiting into our channel this evening. We do pray that the Lord will richly bless you and encourage you even as the children take part and even as we bring the Word of God once again. Now the children are about to take part, and we do want to thank them once again and also their parents for sending in all of the different aspects and the videos to us. We do appreciate all of the hard work that's gone in, and we certainly do miss the children, even in the church here. We do pray that the Lord will continue to bless them and to be with them and to even keep them safe in the days that lie ahead.
John 14:6-10. Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. If ye have known me, ye should have known my Father also. And from henceforth ye know him and have seen him. Philip saith unto him, Lord, show us the Father, and sufficeth us. Jesus said unto him, Have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me? Philip, he that hath seen me hath seen the Father, and how sayest thou then, Show us the Father? Believest thou not that I am the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth in works.
God is with us. This coronavirus pandemic came among us very quick. Lots and lots of people soon became very sick. Church as we knew it came to a sudden end. No longer could we meet up to worship with our friends. But just as God spoke to Jonah in the big fish's belly, he still speaks to us through church broadcasts on the telly. We now have more time to read our Bibles and pray, to look around us at nature and thank God each day. God was with Daniel in the lion's den, and he will be with us till lockdown ends. Then once again in church our voices will raise, singing unto God our thanks and our praise. But until then, don't be afraid, only believe, and God's peace like a river you will receive.
I've got peace like a river, I've got peace like a river, I've got peace like a river in my soul. I've got peace like a river, I've got peace like a river, I've got peace like a river in my soul. I've got joy like a fountain, I've got joy like a fountain, I've got joy like a fountain in my soul. I've got joy like a fountain, I've got joy like a fountain, I've got joy like a fountain in my soul. I've got love like an ocean, I've got love like an ocean, I've got love like an ocean in my soul. I've got love like an ocean, I've got love like an ocean, I've got love like an ocean in my soul. I've got peace, love, and joy like a river. I've got peace, love, and joy like a river. I've got peace, love, and joy like a river in my soul. I've got peace, love, and joy like a river. I've got peace, love, and joy like a river. I've got peace, love, and joy like a river in my soul. I've got peace, love, and joy like a river in my soul.
man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest, except God be with him. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus saith unto him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into the mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born out of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. The which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that is which is born of Spirit is Spirit. Marvel that I said unto thee, ye must be born again. The wind bloweth, and there it listeth, and thou hearest and the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh, and whether it goeth, so is very one that is born of the Spirit. Nicodemus answered and said unto him, How can these things be? Jesus answered and said unto him, Art thou a master of Israel, and knowest not these things? Verily, verily, I say unto thee, we speak that we do not know, and testify that we have seen, and ye receive not our witnesses. If I told you earthly things, and ye believe not, how shall ye believe if I tell them of heavenly things? And no man hath ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man, which is in heaven. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life.
Children, let me thank you once again. It certainly has been a blessing to hear you and to see you even taking part in our Children's Day services. I want to direct your attention to that passage which Jonathan has just read for us, coming from John's Gospel chapter 3 and in relation to the story of Nicodemus. But just before we come to consider God's word, let's have a word of prayer, please. Heavenly Father, we bow before thee and we come into thy most holy presence in and through the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We do thank thee for our Saviour, the one who loved us and the one who gave himself for us. We thank thee for each child and young person that has taken part throughout today, both the morning and evening service. We do give thee all of the praise and all of the glory. We rejoice even in the means that we have been able to use to have our Children's Day in this format. And Lord, we just pray that it will be a blessing to each and to every one. Bless thy word even now to each heart. O God, give us the words to say, and may that heart be touched even through the precious word tonight. We do pray for the work of the Holy Spirit, that he will be busy even striving with the lost and bringing them to saving faith in Christ Jesus. We do pray for those maybe that are listening that are backslidden. Oh Lord, that thou wilt speak to them and even renew to them and bring them back into the fold once again. Bless us now, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, to many, this story of Nicodemus is a very well-known story. Nicodemus, as we can see here, was an elderly man, but he was a very important man in the land of Israel. It tells us in John 3, as we've had it read to us, that Nicodemus was a ruler of the Jews. He was a Pharisee. He was very high up even within the Pharisee sect. He was a man that was used even to read the scriptures, the Old Testament, to the people. And he was a man who was used even to teach the people. He was to guide them in their religion. He was to guide them into how they were to act, how they were to speak, and what was needed and required of them. A very wise man, a very knowledgeable man, a very important man within society. And whenever he saw the Lord Jesus Christ coming and beginning his ministry, and even the end of chapter 2 in John, it tells us that many believed in the Lord because of the miracles which he did. And whenever Nicodemus comes to Jesus, that's one of the things that he highlights even from the outset. He speaks of the Lord Jesus and the miracles that he was accomplishing. Now it tells us at the beginning of John that Nicodemus he came to Jesus by night. Why did he come at night? Well, there are two possible reasons why he came at night. Number one, he may have left it to the end because he wanted to come whenever it was a quieter time. The Lord Jesus was a very important, a very famous man. Wherever he went, many, many people would follow him. The crowds were great, so having a one-to-one conversation at that time during the day would have been a very hard thing to achieve indeed. It may have been the case as well that he didn't want to be seen. Remember, I said he was a member of the Pharisees, and the Pharisees hated the Lord Jesus Christ. The overwhelming majority of them had nothing to do with him. They didn't want to follow him. They didn't want to obey him. They didn't want to serve him. And so they set themselves against Jesus. And for Nicodemus, one of their highest Pharisees and one of the ruler of the Jews, to be seen talking and to be seen listening to the Lord Jesus Christ would have been a very serious thing indeed for Nicodemus. But it tells us he came to the Lord at night. You know, there's a wonderful little lesson in that. Even from the outset, let me highlight it to you. You can come to the Lord Jesus Christ any time of the day. You can come to him during the morning, during the afternoon, during the evening, and even through the night hours. The Lord Jesus Christ is always approachable, and the Lord Jesus Christ, his ear is ever open unto our cry. Tells us in Psalm 121 that the Lord Jesus, he never slumbers and he never sleeps. So we can come and we can talk to him any time of the day and any time of the night. And Nicodemus, he came before the Lord at night, it tells us. And there he is conversing with the Lord. And he says to the Lord, Rabbi, we know that thou art sent from God. Because the miracles that you're doing, no one else can do them. You see, the Lord Jesus Christ, he's unique. There's never been anyone else like the Lord Jesus Christ. There's never been anyone that has ever walked upon this earth that has been more knowledgeable, that has been more holy, that has been more powerful, that has been more compassionate, that has been more loving, that has been more merciful than the Lord Jesus Christ. He is unique. He's above all others. Because whenever he came into this world, the Lord Jesus Christ, yes, he came into this world, he was born, he was laid in a manger, but he was always still God. He never left off from being the eternal Son of God. And whenever he came into this world, yes, he took that human nature into union with himself, but he was still God, he was still divine. And so when he spoke with authority. Whenever he did those miracles, he did them with the authority and the power of God. And this amazed Nicodemus, and he came and he said that to him. He says, Rabbi, we know that thou art sent from God. You know, the Lord Jesus answered. He didn't say thank you very much and enjoy all of the praise and all of the acclamation at that time. No, he said, verily, verily, ye must be born again. Now that can also be rendered, ye must be born from heaven. And whenever the Lord said to Nicodemus, he said, verily, verily, ye must be born again. Nicodemus, he was very confused. He was very puzzled. He couldn't understand what was being said. And he's like, what? Does that mean that I enter into my mother's womb a second time? Does that mean that I'm born all over again? Even though I'm a fully grown man, even though I'm well on in my years, does that mean that I'll go back into my mother's womb and be born all over again? But of course, the Lord wasn't speaking of a physical birth. The Lord Jesus was speaking of a spiritual birth. And he went on to say, and the Lord even used the words, and he used that illustration that Nicodemus had just brought to him. Because Nicodemus was speaking of the physical birth coming forth from his mother. And so the Lord would even take that and he said, ye must be born both of water and of the Spirit. And the water there is speaking of the physical birth. Being born of a woman is coming forth from the water. And then being born of the Spirit. You see, there's only one way to get to heaven, and it's through the rebirth through the Holy Spirit. And yes, each and every one of us is born. We're born of water. But you see, whenever we're born of water, it tells us that we're born in sin. And we are all shapened in iniquity. And that means that, yes, we've been born, but we're born in sin. And immediately, even at our birth and throughout all of our childhood and into our adulthood, we are against God. We are at enmity to God. That means we're enemies of God. And so we must be born again. We must be renewed by the Holy Spirit. The big word for that in theology is a word called regeneration. And if you split that up, well, generation, or to generate something, is to make something. And to regenerate something is to make something over again. And so whenever we're born in water, as it were, but we're born in sin. And we need to be reborn. We need to have our sins washed away. We need to be changed. And we need, therefore, to be saved. You know, whenever we're born the first time, we have life. Whenever a baby comes out of the mummy's womb, and whenever it's born and you hear the little cries of the baby going up, and you know they're alive. You know that they're breathing, they're moving, and that means they've been born, they're alive. Well, whenever we're reborn, whenever we're born by the Holy Spirit, we're also given life, but it's a very different life. It's a spiritual life. It's an eternal life. And that means that we will live forever and forever. Even though there'll come a day whenever I'll die and I'll be placed into a casket and put down into the ground, that's only my physical body. My spiritual soul will live on forever. You know, Nicodemus, as he heard those words at that time, I think and I believe there was a look of puzzlement on his face. Because the Lord Jesus would go on to say, and as he was looking at Nicodemus, and Nicodemus, I think his brow would have been very, what's going on? I don't understand. And the Lord said to him, marvel not that I said unto thee. In other words, he said to Nicodemus, Nicodemus, you seem very confused. Nicodemus just simply said, well, how can these things be? How can we be born again? How can we be saved? You know, the Lord went on to say something wonderful then to Nicodemus, to simply explain to Nicodemus even further how we could get from being spiritually dead to spiritually alive, how we could get to be born again. And there at that time, he used a wonderful illustration from the Old Testament. And he said, even as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness. You see, whenever the children of Israel were making their way from Egypt to the promised land, to the land of Canaan, there was a time of great wickedness and disobedience within the camp. And the Lord sent a disease through that camp, and many people at that time were dying of that disease. And Moses, he prayed, and it tells us that the Lord told him, take a brass serpent and wrap it around a pole, and then stand that pole up in the middle of the camp, so that it doesn't matter where anybody lives and where anybody's tent is, it means that they will be able to see that pole. And whoever looks upon the pole where that brass serpent is upon, whoever looks at it, they will live. And the Lord used that illustration. He said, even as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. You see, the Lord Jesus Christ, he had to die for our sins. That's why he came into this world. He came not to judge, but he came to save sinners. Thou shalt call his name Jesus, the angel told Joseph before the Lord was born. Why? Because he shall save his people from their sins. And in order to save his people from their sins, the Lord Jesus Christ, he had to die upon a cross. You know, it's interesting, whenever the Lord was speaking to Nicodemus, he said, ye must be born again. And then whenever he was speaking of the cross, he said, even as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. You see, there is only one way of salvation. There's only one way to be born again. There's only one way to have our sins forgiven. There's only one way to get to heaven. And Jesus is the only way. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. We must be born again. We must be rid of our sins. We must be washed in the precious blood of Christ. And in order to be saved, Christ must die for our sins. And thank God Christ did die for our sins. He went to Calvary and he laid down his life. Those nails were pierced through his hands and through his feet. And he was lifted up upon that cross and he was suspended between heaven and earth. And then the darkness of the world came, or the darkness of God came down, and that darkness came down upon and around that cross. And then the fire, in terms of God's wrath, came down. And God's wrath was poured out upon his only Son. That wrath which was due to me for my sin, the punishment which was due to me for my sin, and the punishment which was due to each of God's people for their sin, was poured out upon the Lord Jesus Christ. He took it all. And he bore it all. And so that means that he has taken all of the punishment and all of the sin and all of that guilt for our sin. And he's dealt with it all. And that means that we can have eternal life. It tells us the wages of sin is death. Christ died. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. You want to have eternal life? You want to have peace with God? You want to have forgiveness of sins? Then all you simply have to do is come and take the gift that the Lord Jesus Christ freely offers. You've never paid for a gift, have you? Someone gives you a gift, whether it be your birthday or Christmas or any other time, and they come and they hand you a gift. And it's all wrapped up and it's all lovely, and you open up that gift and you're so thankful for it, and you never pay for it, do you? The person that gave you the gift has paid for it completely. They never turn around and go, "Well, I'm glad you enjoy your gift, but you now owe me £10. No, that gift that's given to you is free to you. Someone else has paid it. And so it is with eternal life. It is a gift. And all you have to simply do, therefore, is to take it. You have to simply come in faith and accept the gift of eternal life, which the Lord Jesus Christ purchased, and he didn't purchase it with money. He purchased the gift of life with his precious blood and with the giving of his own life. He died that we might live. I wonder, boys and girls, mums and dads and grannies and grandas and anyone who is listening, have you accepted and taken that offer and that gift of salvation? The Lord Jesus Christ has promised, "Him that cometh unto me, I will in no wise cast out. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord, they shall be saved." You know, there in the garden with Nicodemus, as he's speaking to the Lord Jesus Christ at night, Nicodemus was given the most wonderful verse that there's ever been quoted. "For God so loved the world, that he gave the only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." And I believe Nicodemus got saved. Oh, Nicodemus was a religious man. We've already highlighted that at the beginning. Nicodemus knew all of the Old Testament. Very, very experienced man, a man who had read the Old Testament time and time again. But reading the Bible didn't save him. Nicodemus was a man who went to the temple and kept all of the religious feasts, but going to the temple did not save him. Nicodemus knew all about the different how to live and what to do, and how to be good to your neighbor and how to be kind, but none of the good works saved him. It was only when he came to the Lord Jesus Christ and he put his faith and trust in Christ that he was saved. You know, this passage in John's Gospel, chapter 3, it's not the last time that we hear of Nicodemus. We read of him again at the cross of Christ. Whenever the Lord Jesus Christ has died there upon it for our sins, tells us then Joseph of Arimathea came and desired the body, and he came and took it and laid it in the tomb. And then we're told Nicodemus was there. And he had brought the spices, he had brought the herbs to anoint the body even for the burial. See, Nicodemus, he took a stand with the Lord Jesus Christ. He identified with Christ. He came to the cross. And he believed on the Lord Jesus Christ. And I have that full of confidence even now that Nicodemus is in heaven with the Lord Jesus Christ. Why? Because he accepted the gift of salvation. He was born again of the Spirit of God. Boys and girls, mums and dads, I want to ask you the question as we close. Have you been born again? Do you know with that assurance your sins are forgiven? Do you know that with that assurance that you have peace with God? That you have eternal life through Jesus Christ? Oh, I trust and pray you do. But if you don't, whether you be 4, 5, 6, 7, 70, 80, whatever your age may be, the Lord Jesus Christ can save you. The Lord Jesus Christ can wash you whiter than snow if you simply but come. Repent of your sins. Ask the Lord to save you. Take that gift of eternal life which He freely offers to you. Let's have a word of prayer as we close. Heavenly Father, we do thank Thee and praise Thee. O God, even for Thy word to our hearts, we thank Thee for the wonderful gospel of Jesus Christ, that He came into this world to save sinners. He came into this world to die upon that cross in our stead. We thank and praise Thee that the gift of eternal life has been fully purchased for us. All we simply have to do is come and take it. O Father, we do pray for each one even now, that Thou wilt bless Thy word to their hearts, that Thou wilt speak on. I know that the Spirit would even regenerate hearts at this time. The Spirit of God would save precious souls. We'll be near in these days, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen.